ये कौन भोजिनो प्रभु तुम्हारा चरण अशोक भयामृत पूर्ण सर्वखण सकल चढ़िया तुवा चरण कमले उड़ियाते आमिनाथ तव पद तले तव पाद पद्मनाता रखिबे अमारे तव पाद पद्मनाथ रखिबे अमारे आर राखा कथनाही ये भव संसारे राका अमितव नित्य दास जाने नो ये बारा আমার পালনা ভার এখন তোমার বড় দুঃখ পাইয়াছি स्वतंत्र जीवने बड़ो दुख दुख दूर गे लो पद वराने जय पद लगिया रमा तपस्या करीला जय पद पाइया शिव शिवत्व लोभिला जे पदला भिया ब्रह्मा कृतार्थ होइला जे पद नारद मुनि हृदय धोरिला जे पद नारद मुनि হৃদয়ে ধরি না, সেই সে অভয় পদ শিরেতে ধরিয়া, পরম আনন্দে নাচি পদ গুণ গাইয়া, পরম আনন্দে সংসার বিপদ হইতে অবশ্য উদ্ধার, সংসার বিপদ হইতে ভকতি বিনোদ পদ করিবে তোমার, এখন বুঝিনু প্রভু তোমার চরণ, তোমার চরণ অশোক ভয়ামৃত পূর্ণ সর্বখণ, অশোক ভয়ামৃত পূর্ণ সর্বখণ, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, বুঝিনু প্রভু তোমার চরণ, কেকন অশোক ভয়ামৃত পূর্ণ সর্বখণ, অশোক ভয়ামৃত জয় জয় শ্রী চৈতন্য জয় নিত্যানন্দ, জয় দ্বৈত চন্দ্র জয় গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ, జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌర భక్త వృంద గౌర భక్త వృంద గౌర భక్త వృంద కలియుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదికి శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృతకి ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ వాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. వి వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ ద చైతన్య చరితామృత మధ్యలీల 8th చాప్టర్ టాక్స్ బిట్వీన్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అండ్ రామానందరాయ్ డిస్కషన్స్. సో ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు షో యూ ఆల్ ద స్లైడ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ చాప్టర్. యూ కెన్ హ్యావ్ అ లుక్ నౌ. సో యూ నో ద మెయిన్ థీమ్స్ దట్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి డిస్కస్డ్. Chaitanya meeting Ramanandaraya by the Godavari River, we already discussed it. The highest perfection of human life, what it is, Mahaprabhu wanted to know the sadhya. So there was a conversation. And under that, okay, that is the second theme. Third theme is 117 to 196, the truth of Radha and Krishna and their pastimes. So we have done up to, what is the verse number? 82. So still we are yet to cover this section, second section. Third section will be more about Radha and Krishna and their pastimes. And the fourth section is on the sadhana to attain the highest goal, the process. Fifth session is on the great things. It's coming there. 242 to 259. And the sixth section is on Lord Chaitanya revealing his form to Ramanandaraya as Radha and Krishna. And then glories of conversations of Chaitanya and Ramanandaraya, like the gold miners. They are taking out so many precious jewels by their discussions. So these are the seven, it's a totally 313 verses. It's a very big chapter. So we are right now in the second section now. So let us proceed where we left last time. So this is the verse, correct, no? So I want to quickly share with you the reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected the different stages that Ramanandaya presented in the beginning. Quickly we should know the reason, then only we will be able to proceed to the next section. For example, first you said about Swadharma Acharana. You know, Varnashram Acharavat, Samsiddhir Haritoshanam, all that he quoted. But Mahaprabhu felt Eho Bahi, he said, why? Because Varnashrama is not transcendental. It is within three gunas. So he rejected it. Then he said, Krishne Karmarpana. Karoshi Yadashnasi Adjuhoshi, all that he said. Mahaprabhu rejected that saying, Eho Bahya. Why? Although he is recognizing Krishna as supreme, still one's focus and activities are all on material platform. I want to do worldly activities and then offer the fruits to Krishna. So one's absorption is in one's own material activities. So he rejected that also. And Swadharma Tyaga, Yeho Bahya, that also he said, because that is only simply negating the material life. There is nothing positive. Simply giving up one's Swadharma and going to forest, that is like negating, like the three monkeys example, of don't see bad, don't hear bad, don't speak bad. But nothing positive. Then he heard about Jnanamishra Bhakti. He is a Deho Bahya. He rejected that also. Why? Because it is not Shuddha Bhakti. It is a Mishran. Alloy. Alloy is there. So he rejected that also. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Then Ramandra said, Jnana Shunya Bhakti. He said, Jnane Prayasa Madhupasya. At that time, Mahaprabhu became very pleased. Yeho Haya, he said. Earlier he said, Yeho Bahya. This is all external, he said. But as soon as he heard about Jnana Shunya Bhakti, which means pure devotional service without any touch of, speculative knowledge. Jnana, very famous verse. Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya Namantaye Vajivanti Sant Mukharitam Bhavadi Yavartam Stane Sita Shutigatam Tanu Van Manovir Ye Prayasho Ajita Jitopyasita Strilokyam. So the Supreme Lord Krishna called Ajita becomes Jita. Unconquerable Lord becomes conquered. So Mahaprabhu liked it. He said, this is the basic principle of perfection, he said. One has to practice it to make further progress. And then Mahaprabhu said, tell me more. Then he quoted Prema Bhakti, which is Vaidhi Bhakti. Then he prescribed Vaidhi Bhakti, the beginner of Bhakti. So Mahaprabhu said, Ekahaya, correct. Regulative principles are necessary because the person's spontaneous Bhakti is not yet awakened, Mahaprabhu said. Then Ramandra took it ahead. Now, till now he told about Vaidhi Bhakti. Now he told about Raganaga Bhakti, Raga Marga. Mahaprabhu was very happy with that also. He said, oh, that is nice. But if an intimate relationship is not awakened yet, then in the Raga Marga what happens, the loving affairs are not fixed up. One is still on a tottering platform in the Prema Bhakti also, he said. So that's why we discussed Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati. One's Mati, intelligence should become imbued with remembrance of Krishna constantly at every moment. So then he told about Dasya Prem. So Dasya Prem onwards, Dasya Prem is called bell metal. Sakya Prem is called silver. Vatsalya Prem is called gold. And Kanta Prem or Madhurya Rasa is called touchstone. Like a Chintamani jewel, like that. So the names of the metals are given like that. Bell metal, silver, silver for Sakya. Yes, yes, you can remember. Silver for Sakya. And then Vatsalya Prema is Yashoda's, Prema is gold. And Kanta Prema, Radharani's love and Gopi's love is touchstone, which means Chintamani. Like that, it goes on like that. And then the Kanta Prema are the Madhuri Rasa is elaborated from 79 to 116. So now we are in 82 now. That's the section where we are right now. So 79 to 116 is a section. Now we are in 82 now. Let us. That means we have discussed all these different levels and Mahaprabhu was very happy. Eho, not only earlier he was telling, Eho Haya, up to Dasya Prema. When he heard Sakya Prem, Mahaprabhu said, Eho Uttama, he said. This is top class, wonderful. Because the Dasa is also there in Vaikuntha. In the respectful attitude towards. So he said, Eha Haya, he said. But as soon as he heard Sakya Prem, that is not, that type of relation is not there in Vaikuntha. People treat Vishnu only as a master servant. He is master, I am servant. So Sakya Prem, when he heard, he said, Eha Uttama, he said. Oh, this is great. Aage Kahar, tell me more, he said. Then now Vatsalya Prem, he said. Again he said, Eho Uttama. And then when he heard Kanta Prem, then he said, Yeyu Sadhya Avadi, he said, this is the limit of perfection. If somebody has reached Madhurya Prema, that's the limit of perfection, Mahaprabhu said. Kindly tell me if there is more. It's all. Is there anything more than this? You can tell me more. And then Prabhupada says in purport, love of Godhead lacks nothing in the conjugal state. That means, you know, you can consider conjugal state to be the Purnata or Paripurnata. Completeness is attained in Madhurya Prema. And that is elaborated now. The Kanta Prem, 79 to 116, the highest sadhya. Okay, now, we had discussed that in the Rasa dance, about which I devoted a little time. I showed you one of the document files last time. The gopis actually asked Krishna that you had disappeared from us. And now we want to ask you a question. There are three types of people, isn't it? And they asked which category you are in. So, in this way, in the question answers between gopis and Krishna, gopis very intelligently, cleverly threw this question, and they wanted to show Krishna that you are actually, did not reciprocate with our devotion. You have disappeared from our midst. So, what is the reason? Are you like Atmaram? Or are you like there is a Guru Druha, means, one who takes a lot from mother, father and guru, but does not reciprocate with their gifts. That's one category. Then somebody is Atmaram. He is not a bad person, but he is so self-satisfied. He doesn't reciprocate any love with anybody. He is in his own world. There are people like that. Are you that? And then there are others for whom you do nothing. Those people's nature is to always be extending themselves, like the mother and father, without even the child asking anything. They keep providing, selfless like that. So they asked which category you are in. So Krishna actually said that, please don't think I am like a stone, non-reciprocating person who ignores the devotion of my devotees. And then the Lord said, actually I vanished from your sight only to increase your longing for me. And also I was very eager to see your feelings of devotion to me in my absence. But you were not seeing me, but I was seeing all of you. So Krishna will say that. So in this way, you will find in the conjugal attachment, after this, you will find Krishna dances with the gopis. In the dance of the Krishna and the gopis, Krishna caught the hands of the gopis and they whirled around in the rasa dance. Between each two gopis, Krishna expanded himself. It's called as Prabhava Prakash. Prabhava Prakash actually means Krishna expands himself exactly in a similar form like Krishna. And hundreds and thousands of Krishna's forms. And then in between each of the gopi, for each gopi, Krishna paired up with them. And he danced with them in whatever way the gopis wanted to dance. He reciprocated with their dance. Sometimes he put his hand on their neck. They put their hand on their neck and they danced together. So in this way, the Shukadev Goswami has said in that famous verse, Uddhava is saying in 10.47.60, how fortunate are these gopis. This favor was never bestowed to Lakshmi or any other woman like this. He is saying, it's very rare. So in this way, Krishna reappeared in the rasa dance. Now we'll proceed from 82. The exalted position of conjugal love for Krishna. Okay, let us proceed with this verse. Krishna prapti ra upaya bahuvidahaya. Krishna prapti taratamya bahuta achaya.
There are various means and processes by which one may attain the favor of Lord Krishna. All those transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance.
Kintu yare yai rasa sei sarvottama.
Kintu yare yai rasa sei sarvottama.
तटस्थ हय्या विचारिले आचित्तरतम
It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is the best for him. Still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love.
Yeah. Oh, now for example, you know, as soon as people hear about these five rasas, people ask, Prabhu, in the spiritual world, is my rasa fixed? Or can I get promotion to Madhurya ras? Or Sakya ras? And I don't want to be in Shantaras. People say like that. Actually, one should know that in our conditioned stage, we think everything in terms of, you know, material positions. Prabhu, I don't want to be grass in the spiritual world. Oh, Madhavendrapuri is only a tree in spiritual world. People ask like that. But a tree is not ordinary in spiritual world, Kalpavriksha. The Kadamba tree under which Krishna stands and plays on his flute. The Kadamba tree knows all the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, in Kadamba tree. Therefore, Madhavendrapuri can come in this world, although he's a Kalpavriksha, and he can actually give Madhuri Bhakti to all the people in this world. So, one should not think tree is ordinary, or grass is ordinary, or cows are ordinary. If you read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that the birds sitting in Vrindavan in the trees, they are all yogis in the previous life. And the bumblebees, which are humming over the colorful lotuses in Yamuna. There are yellow lotuses, reddish lotuses, bluish lotuses. So they are all sitting and sucking honey. So who are those bumblebees? They are Rasika Bhaktas. The Rasika Bhaktas who like to hover around Krishna and go with him to the forest of Raj. They are not ordinary. They are Rasikas. They drink honey and they sing Krishna's glories. Like you hear about the Vaikuntha bumblebee also. Gayamane, it is said. Harikatamiva Gayamane. He's singing Harikata. They are not just buzzing zzz, like that. They are actually singing Harikata. Similarly, the bird sitting on the tree, they are also meditating on the Lord, sitting on the tree. Similarly, the trees, they are also very great impersonalists. In the previous life, they have done lot of penances and austerities. At last, somehow they have developed some attraction for the Lord. And Krishna tells Balaramji about this. And now they have become trees. Why? Because impersonalists like Aham Brahmasmi. So they just like to exist. So the trees are existing in one place. And amazed by the beauty of Krishna, the movement of Krishna with his friends to the forest, herding the cows and calves. The trees are watching. And they are, you know, the trees are impersonalists, the birds are yogis, the Brahma, the bumblebees are great Rasika Bhaktas. So one should know that in Vrindavan, every personality is very, very special. At the same time, it is said, they are made, a comparison is also made, higher and lower degrees of love. Now, for example, you know, the earth, water, fire, are ether as you go. So how the elements gradually came, evolved again, the elements expanded, finally the earth came. Earth is the grossest. Subtler than earth is, you know, water, then fire, then air, then ether, then mind, then intelligence, then ego. Like that it goes up, isn't it? So in the five metal elements, which are gross, the sound is the subtlest. And then in the same manner, man, buddhi, ahankar, the ahankar is subtlest, like that. So, just like these elements come one after another, in the same manner, like you have seen, the transistor has got a, what do you call that? Aerial? Antenna, yeah, antenna. If you push the antenna, it goes in, finally only this much remains, isn't it? Similarly, in this Madhurya rasa, all the previous rasas, moods are already inside. And then from Madhurya rasa take out, then there is Vatsala rasa. Take out, then Sakya rasa. Then you take out a little bit like that comes. Dasya rasa and Shantaras. So Shantaras has only one aspect. That means your reverence for the Lord, Lord's greatness. The Shantaras. So, and then in Dasya rasa, They become actually kinkar, servant of the Lord. So it is not only amazement about Lord's greatness, but there is also seva also. And then we go to sakhyaras, that is service plus intimacy. Then we go to vatsal rasa, that is service, that is intimacy, and there is a feeling that this personality, Krishna, is dependent on me. You feel compassion. With that compassion, you want to maintain Krishna. You want to possess Krishna and protect Krishna. That is vatsalya. And then in madhurya, all these things are there. There is intimacy, there is possessing Krishna, protecting Krishna, you know, and nourishing Krishna. At the same time, there is more intimacy of the fiancés reproach Krishna, it is said. They chastise Krishna sometimes. So in this way, you will find the gopis of Vrindavan are considered the topmost, especially those in conjugal love. That's what he is saying here. The comparison is made of one level to the other level. Now, for example, now what about Hanuman? He is only in Dasyara. Some people ask, can Hanuman get promotion and get into Goloka or something like that? People ask. But Hanuman never feels he is falling short of any love for Ram. He is actually happy with Sita Ram in Ayodhya. He doesn't put a petition that I want promotion to Goloka. He doesn't say that. So which means if you take, you all must have seen this, you know, for the milk they have 1 liter can, correct, no? 2 liter can, 3 liter can, like that up to 5 liters can also, which is very large. Now each of this can, you can keep it full milk, correct, no? So they are full in themselves. At the same time, if you see from quantity point of view, the 2 liter is bigger than 1 liter. 5 liters is bigger than all of them, correct, no? So therefore, when you compare in that way, Madhuri Rasa is like a 5-liter can. And then below that is Vatsala Rasa, 4-liter. And Sakya Rasa, 3 liters. And Dasya Rasa, 2 liters. And then Shantaras, 1 liter. And they all are full in themselves. Like that it is explained here. Yeah, he's saying here that the relationship a particular devotee has with Krishna, that is best for him. So here, see the purport, read it.
In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that this verse does not advocate the whimsical invention of some methods of love of Godhead. Such inventions cannot be accepted as topmost. Indeed, such concoctions are not recommended in these verses. Srila Rupa Goswami has said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Yeah, so it's one in the Shruti Smriti Purana, the Pancharati. One should not, you know, do anything, invent anything separately. An invented devotional attitude simply creates disturbances in the transcendental realm, he's saying. Person is overly addicted to family life, takes to Srimad Bhagavatam to earn a livelihood. He is simply offensive, he says. And then one shouldn't become a caste guru and sell mantras for mundane customers, he's saying. And one should not make disciples for a livelihood. All these activities are offensive. And don't make a professional band to carry out congregational chanting. See, Prabhupada is saying here. Read that again. One should not make.
One should not make a livelihood by forming a professional band. To carry out our congregational chanting. Nor should one perform devotional service when one is attached to mundane society, friendship and love.
Yeah. So, actually the holy name is not for making money, he is saying. And nor should one be dependent on the so-called social etiquettes. All of this is mental speculation. None of these things can be compared to unalloyed devotional service, he says. So, and then Prabhupada is quoting the list of apasampradayas, Aula, Baula, Kartabaja. He had all those long list he has given. And then Prabhupada again is bringing up this caste Goswami's opinions, such as of such parties as bona fide, comparing these opinions to those of the 6 Goswamis headed by Rupa Sanatan. So actually this caste Goswamis used to say that if you are not a caste Goswami, you can't become a guru in that line. But Prabhupada made gurus even in the Western world based on their adhikar qualification. So, and then he's also saying, these people, read that, there are further, there are non-devotees.
There are also non-devotees who compose unauthorized songs, who establish different temples for money, who worship the deity as priest for salaries, who accept caste Brahmanism as all in all, and who do not value of a pure devotee.
See, many, many points are said here. What is cheating process? He is saying that they compose unauthorized songs, which are not in line with scriptures. Something like Sahajya songs. And also, they establish temples for money making. Like nowadays, for example, people are starting colleges and schools for money making business. Similarly, somebody can make a temple and put a deity just for making money. They put a big hundi box and people come and put money and they make it a very good source of earning, like that he's saying. And then they are appointing priests for salaries. As soon as salary comes, the priest cannot be sincere. Then he thinks which temple will give me more money, more salary, I'll go there. So in this way, and then who accept caste Brahmanism as all in all, which means they have respect for caste Brahmanas, not Brahmanas by qualification. Because the Smartha Brahmana community, Brahmanas are all opposed to Satvata Panchata, Pancharatra, proposing. And there are Mayavadis who are addicted to material enjoyment. None of these people can be compared to someone practicing and preaching Krishna consciousness. So actually Krishna consciousness devotee, what he does, he endeavors only for Krishna's pleasure. He may be a perfect celibate, a restrained householder, vanaprastha sannyasi, whoever he be. Now we can read this, the purport in.
The purport in presenting this verse necessitates explaining the comparative positions of the transcendental mellows known as Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. All these rasas or mellows are situated on the transcendental platform. Pure devotees take shelter of one of them and thus progress in spiritual life.
But that is very advanced stage. Tad anuragi jana anugami kalam nayata kilamit upadesha saram. So when one comes to the raga bhakti, then one chooses to follow Yashoda or Radharani or Sridhama, Sudama, Madhumangal. They take one of the characters of the spiritual world. They also may take Rupa Goswami, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Vilas Manjari, and following their footsteps. But that's a very advanced stage. For that, one has to have crossed the Ruchi and Asakti stages, close to Bhava stage. Then one can do that. Till then, very simple thing Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told us, consider yourself a servant of Krishna. Jivara Sarupu Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das, and just go on serving. Get in? Actually,
one can take shelter of such spiritual mellows only when one is completely uncontaminated by material attachment. When one is completely free from material attachment, the feelings of the transcendental mellows are awakened in the heart of the devotee. That is Swarupa Siddhi, the perfection of one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Swarupa Siddhi, the eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, may be situated in any one of the transcendental mellows. Each and every one of them is as perfect as the others. But by comparative study, an unbiased person can realize that the mellow of servitorship is better than the mellow of neutrality.
Like that, the other ones also. Otherwise, spiritually speaking, they all are the same platform, he's saying. Purpose is the service of a calf and service of Radharani. Krishna doesn't make any difference. He considers both of them are absolute. Like that he says. So, Krishna is one, but demigods are different. They are material, but Krishna is spiritual. Therefore, don't compare Krishna, love for Krishna to be love for the demigods. Material love for the demigods. So, love for Krishna is spiritual love, he is saying. Love for demigods is material love. Because Mayavadis are on the material platform, they recommend the worship of Shiva, or Durga, or Kali, Krishna are same, they say. However, on the spiritual platform, there is no demigod worship. The only object of worship is Krishna. Therefore, there is no difference between a devotee in Shantaras, Dasyaras, Vatsalaras, Madhyaras, one can still make comparative study of the intensity of love, you know, in this different. And then he is saying, okay, same thing is making that point, yeah. Okay. So in this way, let us see, this also 84 also. Yadottaram asau swada visheshollasamayyapi ratirvasanaya swadvi bhasate kapi kashyachit. Yeah.
Increasing love is experienced in various tastes.
One after another. Like those five stages. Shantadasya Sakya Vatsalya Madhurya. Yeah.
But that love which has the highest taste in the gradual succession of desires manifests itself in the form of conjugal love.
Like that he says in Bhaktirasamsindhu. Okay. Yeah. Purva purva rasera guna pare pare haya.
Purva purva rasera guna pare pare haya.
Duyitina ganane pancha paryanta badaya.
Duyitina ganane pancha paryanta
badaya. Yeah.
There is a gradual order of improvement in transcendental mellows from the initial ones to the later ones. In each subsequent mellow, the qualities of the previous mellows are manifested, counting from 2, then 3, and up to the point of 5 complete qualities.
Yeah, correct. Gunadikye swadadikye bade pratirase.
Gunadikye swadadikye bade pratirase.
Shantadasya sakya vatsalyera. Guna madurete vaise. Yeah.
As the qualities increase, so the test also increases in each and every mellow. Therefore, the qualities found in Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras and Vatsalyaras are all manifested in conjugal love, Madhuryaras.
The example I gave of the earth, water, fire is coming in the next verse. You can read the translation, please read it.
The qualities in the material elements, sky, air, fire, water and earth, increase one after another by a gradual process of 1, 2 and 3. And at the last stage, in the element earth, all 5 qualities are completely visible.
Now he says there, how Madhurya is different from others. Paripurna Krishna Prapti Yehi Prema Haite.
Paripurna Krishna Prapti Yehi Prema Haite.
Yehi Prema Vasha Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. Yeah.
Complete attachment of the lotus feet
complete
of Lord.
Attainment
of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is made possible by love of Godhead, specifically Madhurya Ras or conjugal love. Lord Krishna is indeed captivated by the standard of love. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah. And then, just like as you explained, Prabhupada explaining this one. Sky, air, fire, water, earth, isn't it? In the sky space, that is quality of sound. For example, when you clap hands like this, when you contract the space, what comes? Sound comes. Therefore, in sky, there is space, quality of sound. Similarly, in air, there are the qualities of sound and touch. Correct, no? Like right now, you saw, when the touch happens, what happens? The sound also comes. And the air is also released in between the two hands, correct, no? So therefore he says that in the space there is only sound. In the air, when you take, there is sound and touch. And in the fire, there are 3 qualities, he is saying. The sound, there is touch, and there is form. 3 things are there. And then in water, there are 4 qualities. So sound, touch, form, and taste also. And then finally the earth, there is fragrance also. In this way, the earth contains all the previous ones, you saw, no? So this comes in, Sankhya it comes. Same way saying Madhurya. Yeah. So in this way, he says the highest form of conjugal love is representation with Radharani. Therefore, in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we can see that Krishna is always subjugated by Radharani's influence, like that he says. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate dishtya yadasin matsneho bhavati nam madapanaha. See, this is Krishna speaking to gopis in Srimad Bhagavatam. మహి భక్తిరి భూతానాం అమృతత్వాయ కల్పతే. ఎనీ లివింగ్ ఎనిటీ ఈజ్ సో ఫార్చునేట్ దట్ హీ బికమ్స్ కృష్ణాస్ డివోటీ. హీ కెన్ బికమ్ లిబరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ అటైన్ అమృతత్వం, స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. బట్ అమంగ్స్ దోస్ దిష్ట్యా యద్ ఆసీన్ మత్ స్నేహో, దిష్ట్యా మీన్స్ బై గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్, యద్ ఆసీన్ మత్ స్నేహో ఆన్ మీ, ఇఫ్ సంబడి డెవలప్స్ లవ్ ఫర్ మీ, హీ సేస్ భవతీ నామ్ మద ఆపనః. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ గోపీస్ భవతీ నామ్ మీన్స్ లైక్ వి సేన భవాన్ సిమిలర్లీ భవతి భవతీ నామ్. All of you gopis, you have developed the greatest type of affection for me. Madapanaha. And very easily you will obtain me, he says here.
Lord Krishna told the gopis, the means of attaining my favor is loving service unto me. And fortunately you are all thus engaged. Those living beings who render service unto me are eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world and attain eternal life with knowledge and bliss.
Yeah. Especially if somebody want to study this type of standards of love, different standards of love between Lord and the devotee, even prior to this step, one has to have a very strong jignasa or inquisitiveness about the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is to serve, the nature of the soul is to love, and then you proceed further understanding. What are jnanis, what are yogis, what are bhaktas, how is the path of bhakti superior, the path of jnana and yoga and Buddhism, Jainism, all these things, and the love of God. Then in that love of God, it begins with shantaras, shantaras, dasyaras, sakyaras. Then one finds that that love of God is translated as devotional service with our kaya vacha manasa pravritti, kaya vacha manasa nivritti. With our body, mind, words, engagement in devotional service. And with body, mind, words, we withdraw from that which is unfavorable to devotional service. Then when one becomes interested, I also want to perform anukulyana krishnanushilanam. I want to do it so that, you know, my affection for Krishna will be awakened and it will be enhanced more and more as I keep doing bhakti. So then when one studies the standard of different levels of devotion, shantaras, dasyaras, sakyaras. For example, in India also, you take an average citizen, you know, say some citizen like a thief or highway robber, his relationship is only with constables in the police station. On the other hand, somebody is a good citizen, free citizen, is a cultured man, gentleman, you know, his relationship may be with the local MLA or, you know, or local chief minister at the most. He may have some acquaintance locally. Similarly, most people have relationship with the demigods. But there is a likelihood that somebody has a relationship only with the government of India, which is very impersonal. Government, when you say. Similarly, jnanis have a relationship with the Brahman, impersonal government of the Lord. And then there may be some yogis who get elevation up to the point of connecting with the Prime Minister of India in Parliament. That is like the yogis connecting with Lord Vishnu. And then if somebody comes to the point of being a relative of the Prime Minister, and he is a brother or he is sister, I mean he, she is a sister of Prime Minister, or Prime Minister's mother or father, then that's a very intimate relation. Similarly for Krishna's sister is Subhadra. And Krishna's brother is Balaram. Krishna's madhuryara's conjugal love personality is Srimati Radharani. Krishna's mother and father are Devaki Vasudeva and Yashoda Nanda Baba. So in this way you will find that, you know, one can be very intimately related. Now I told you different levels of intimacy in relationship with the Prime Minister. In the same manner you can see with Krishna also, one can actually strike a connection with Krishna by rendering devotional service. One can become an associate of the Lord.
The fulfillment of human life is summarized in this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:82-44. There are two important words in this verse. Verse,
yeah. Bhagavatam verse. Rendering devotional service, read this.
Rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living being for eternal life.
Hmm.
But rendering
devotional service to demigods doesn't qualify for eternal life. Those are demigod worshippers keep rotating in the cycle of birth and death. Yeah, yes.
But by your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude towards me, by which you have obtained me.
Mm. So this good fortune is called sukriti, bhakti sukriti. Mm. When it becomes ripe, then one feels that affinity for Krishna, affinity for the deities, affinity for the scriptures, affinity for associating with devotees. Mm. And a kind of love awakens. I want to do some service to Krishna. I want to please Krishna. Yeah, a special loving attitude towards me develops, he says. Yeah, this one.
There are two important words in this verse. Bhakti, devotional service, and Amritatva, eternal life.
Correct.
The aim of human life is to attain the natural position of eternal life.
That is what happened.
This eternal life can be achieved only by devotional service.
Okay. Yes. Let's read one more. Krishnera pratigna dridha sarvakale ache.
Krishnera pratigna dridha sarvakale ache.
Ye aiche bhaje Krishna tare bhaje taiche. Yeah.
Lord Krishna has made a firm promise for all time. If one renders service unto him, Krishna correspondingly gives him an equal amount of success in devotional service to the Lord.
You know the famous Yeyatavam Prabhadyante. Yeah, please read that. Basically, Prabhupada is saying that it's a completely mistaken idea that you can worship Krishna in any form, like different worship of demigods and everything. It's not acceptable. Prabhupada is clarifying that point. Please read this one. They claim
that it doesn't matter what kind of method one adopts. A general example is given. If one wishes to arrive at a certain place, there are many roads leading there, and one can go to that place by any one of these roads. Similarly, this gross materialist say, there are different ways to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They claim that one can conceive of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Goddess Durga, Goddess Kali, Lord Shiva, demigods Ganesh, Lord Ramchandra, Krishna, the impersonal Brahman or whatever, and one can chant the Lord's name in any way and in any form. Such materialists claim that since ultimately all these names and forms are one, the result is the same. They also give the example that a man who has different names will answer if called by any one of them. Therefore, they claim there is no need to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. If one chants the name of Kali, Durga, Shiva, Ganesh or anyone else, the result will be the same. Such claims made by mental speculators are no doubt very pleasing to mental speculators. But those who are in knowledge do not admit such conclusions, which are against the authority of the Shastras. A bona fide Acharya will certainly not accept such a conclusion.
Then powerfully quotes. Yanti deva vrata devan pitrin yanti pitruvrataha bhutani yanti bhutejya yanti madhya junopimam. Krishna himself says that if you worship the demigods, you go take birth amongst them. If you worship the ancestors, you go to the ancestors. If you worship the ghosts and spirits, you will take birth amongst the such beings. And those who worship me will come back to me, Krishna says. See, this is how we have to preach to people. If somebody says, you know, Prabhu, can't we worship any demigod of our choice? You know, what's the problem? We have to quote this verse. Where do you want to go? If you worship Krishna, you'll become transcendental, go back to Godhead. Otherwise, all demigods you worship, they're all within this material realm. Like it is, yeah. Only the devotees of the Lord can be admitted into his kingdom. Not karmis, yogis or anyone else, he says. Yeah. And then Prabhupada quoting about demigods. Kama is the Hridajnana Prabhadyanti Anya Devata. They surrender to other demigods, those who have, whose intelligence is stolen by material desires. Yeah. Antavattu Phalam Tesham is quoting that they get only temporary results. Yeah. They go to heaven and they come back. And then Prabhupada is quoting the Bhakti Amama Bijanati. Only by Bhakti I can be known. Yeah. Yeah, you can read this last part as very important to read.
Impersonalists cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is not possible for them to enter into the spiritual kingdom of God and return home back to Godhead. Actually, one attains different results by different means. It is not that all achievements are one and the same.
This is the most important thing. You know, he says, no? And read again.
Actually, one attains different results by different means.
Hmm.
It is not that all achievements are one and the same.
Prabhupada used to say, if you take a ticket to Delhi, the train will take you to Delhi. Hmm? If you take a ticket to Chennai, the train will take you to Chennai. How can you say that you can take any ticket anywhere and sit in any train you want? Ultimately, all trains will go to same place, no? That's what Prabhupada says, that if you take the demigod train, you will go to one station. If you take Krishna train, you will go to another station. Yeah? If you take a Jnani train or a Yogi train, you go to different destinations. Also, Prabhupada says, one more place, some people claim that all these worships and everything are like rungs on a ladder. Yeah? If climbing the ladder and reaching Krishna is at the top, are they not falling in line with the same ladder? Prabhupada says, it's all right. But if you are in a lower rung, and Bhakti Yoga is the highest rung, but it may take you million lifetimes to go there. So are you not wasting time? So why should you be stuck in the lower rungs? Go to the higher rung. And then Prabhupada is quoting Dharma, Projita, Kaitavatra, Paramo and everything. Yeah. Cheating process, yeah. Yeah, this is the point. The demigods are all different administrators of the universe. Okay, you can read this para. Goddess Durga.
The goddess Durga is the superintending deity of this material world, which is made of material elements. The demigods are simply different directors engaged in operating the departments of material activities, and they are under the influence of the same material energy. Krishna's internal potencies, however, have nothing to do with the creation of this cosmic material world. The spiritual world and all spiritual activities are under the direction of the internal spiritual energy. And such activities are performed by Yogamaya, the spiritual energy.
So, Yogamaya is called Gokuleshwari. It is written in the 10th canto, you will read. Actually, Gokuleshwari, she is a sister of Krishna, who is Subhadra. Subhadra means she is most auspicious. She gives a blessing to all the devotees. And she is the one who blesses all the devotees to ultimately get Krishna's shelter also. So, when the gopis of Vrindavan worshipped Katyayani, they worshipped her as Yogamaya. Yogamaya who connects the devotees to Krishna. I'll show you that verse. Namaste Twambike Abhikshnam Svasantana Yutam Shivam Bhuyat Patirme Bhagavan Krishnastat Anumodatam. Like that Rukmini is praying. Namaste Twambike Abhikshnam. I offer my continued obeisances to you, Ambika. Svasantana Yutam Shivam. Your Shiva, your husband is sitting next to you, and in both your laps, Kartikeya and Ganesha are sitting. Bhuyat Patirme Bhagavan Krishna. Let Bhagavan Krishna become my pati, she is saying. Tad Anumodatam. Please bless me with this benediction. Same way, there is a prayer by the gopis also. And the gopis are saying the same thing. May Krishna become our husband. And Yogamaya, she can bless. She has the capability to bless one to attain Krishna. Yeah. I read that those who are interested in.
Those who are interested in material promotion engage in ritualistic religious ceremonies and economic development to develop sense gratification. They ultimately attempt to merge into the impersonal existence of the Lord.
Like that he says, yeah. So they worship Shiva and Goddess Durga and everything. Yeah. And then same thing I told you, gopis, you see. They are worshipping Katyayani to attain Krishna as their husband. On the other hand, it stated that Saptashati scripture, that a Kshatriya king named Suratha and a rich Vaishya named Samadhi worshipped material nature in the form of Goddess Durga to attain material perfection. If one tries to mingle the worship of Yogamaya with that of Mahamaya, considering them one and the same, he does not really show very high intelligence. The idea is that everything is a kind of foolishness indulged in by those with less brain substance. Fools and rascals say that the worship of Yogamaya and worship of Mahamaya is the same. The conclusion is simply the result of mental speculation. They say, see why? Because Yogamaya only expands as Mahamaya in this world. So some people can argue, hey, your Yogamaya and our Mahamaya are same. No. Mahamaya will give you material results. Chandi, Chamundi, Bhadrakali, you know, like that there are names are there, 12 names. So, when eighth child of Krishna appeared, no? Eighth child of Vasudeva appeared. She flew in the sky. So Krishna tells her, you are material energy. So those who worship you will get material benediction. Those who worship me will get spiritual benediction. Your name will be Yogamaya. He tells her. So Yogamaya in this world comes as Mahamaya, Durga. So, but the functions are different. That's the point he is making. Yeah. One of the longest purport in this chapter, yeah. Yeah, please read this. A devotee of Krishna.
Indeed, a devotee of Krishna, who is attached to the sublime attractive features of the Lord, does not consider Narayan very important. When the gopis sometimes saw Krishna in the form of Narayan, they were not very much attracted to him. The gopis never addressed Krishna as Rukmini Raman. Krishna's devotee in Vrindavan addressed him as Radharaman, Nandanandan and Yashodanandan, but not as Vasudeva Nandan or Devaki Nandan.
Yeah, correct.
Although according to the material conception, Narayan, Rukmini Raman and Krishna are one and the same in the spiritual world, one cannot use the name Rukmini Raman or Narayan in place of name Krishna. If one does so out of a poor fund of knowledge, his mellow with the Lord becomes spiritually faulty and he is called Rasabhas.
Yeah.
An overlapping of transcendental mellows.
Hmm.
The advanced devotee.
So therefore, one should know when we are singing the glories of the Lord also. Like once a devotee was singing, Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, Hena Tanara Yana Vasudeva. Prabhupada objected to that. Why? These are all pure names only, but the Mayavadis sing this. So, Prabhupada said, if you sing this, people may think you are Mayavadi. So, therefore, many times you will see that Mayavadis may do this Rasabhas because they consider everything one. Like, you know, you may say, Rukmini Krishna and Vrindavan Krishna, are they not same? Somebody may say, okay, Krishna only expands there as Vasudeva Krishna. But then his mood is different. When he is in Dwaraka and Mathura, his behavior is more like a king. In Vrindavan, he doesn't play the role of God at all. Therefore, he is saying that. It will be Rasabhas. The advanced devotee.
The advanced devotee who has actually realized the transcendental features of the Lord will not commit the mistake of creating a Rasabhas situation by using one name for another. Because of the influence of Kali Yuga, there is much rasabhas in the name of extravagance and liberal-mindedness.
Yeah.
Such fanaticism is not very much appreciated by pure devotees.
Yeah. There is one song in our school days, they used to sing. Somebody has written a poem to combine all the religions, you know, like, you know, Ishwar Allah, Tere Naam, Sabko Sanmati Te Bhagavan, they sing, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram. Yeah, there's a similar song. In that song, they have put Jehovah, Allah, Narayana, Rama, Durga, you know, Ganesha, everybody they have put like a masala, like a supermarket of gods. They have made a song, not only Hinduism, all religions they have included. And now they are feeling that now the song is complete. Why? Because he included everybody. But ultimately the song should be given a title, Rasa Abhas. That's a title for the song. Because you see, there are different moods awaken in Krishna's heart in different places. Therefore, Radharani and Gopis, they told Krishna, what is this Kurukshetra? Huh? Here the chariots are rattling, the horses are, you know, making sounds, and you are wearing all this kavach, you know, and the mukut, and you are carrying a bow and arrow. You are actually Dwarkadish. What kind of form is this? You know, and then they said, the mood here is more of like Ranabhumi, Kurukshetra. On the other hand, they said, look at Vrindavan, the bumblebees are humming, Yamuna is flowing, birds are chirping, peacocks are dancing, cuckoos are cooing, there are kadamba trees, there are fragrant flowers, and Krishna plays on the flute under the kadamba tree, and charms everybody's heart, and, you know, the cows and calves and deers and peacocks and, you know, all these people are touched by Krishna's flute. So they said, where is that flute sound and the humming bee sound? And what is this veshbhusha you are wearing? You know, we just cannot connect with you, relate with you. You just leave all these things. Come back to Vrindavan, they said. They called him back to Vrindavan. Therefore, we have Ratyatra, correct, no? So, for the gopis, it was like, you know, the Vrindavan mood. And in fact, there are five reasons given why Vrijavasis didn't leave Vrindavan and go to bring Krishna from Mathura. Mathura is not that far also, you know. So, you know, they are waiting for a while, almost till Krishna became 125 or something. Somebody may say, why don't you leave Vrindavan and go and stay in Mathura? Correct? Now somebody can ask a question. There are pastimes of Lalita, Vishakha and all going to Mathura occasionally to bring Krishna back. There are certain pastimes. You hear about it. But nobody would consider migrating from Vrindavan to Mathura. There are five reasons why they were waiting in Vrindavan. One reason, it is said, the Vrijavasis wanted to give up their life. But they thought that if we give up our life and then Krishna comes, who will take care of him? Just to take care of him, they thought we will maintain our life. That's one reason. And the second reason why they maintained their life, because Krishna said, Ayore, I'll come back. Don't worry, I'll finish some few demons, I'll kill them and come back. So that Krishna's promise will never go in vain. Every day they would wait. Today he will come, he won't come, and then they will cry. And next day they will again wait. That was one thing. Thirdly, you know, Balaram came, Uddhava came, Narada came. They all gave a lot of katha about Krishna. And Subhadra also came once. So all of them gave a kind of promise to Vrijavasis that, don't worry, Krishna has told us he is coming. So their assurance was the reason why they didn't leave Vrindavan. Fourthly, they could not leave Vrindavan because in Vrindavan there are spots where Krishna has performed pastimes. Like when Nanda Baba was in the palace of Nanda Bhavan. You know, Uddhava told him, Nanda Baba, you are too much crying for Krishna, because here is where Krishna was crawling. Here is where he stopped Yashoda from churning, by catching the churning rod. And here is where he broke the pot. Here is where he fed the monkeys and everybody. So he said, the main problem is you are at home, you are getting cooked up inside the home. So better you leave home and go to outdoor, then you will forget about Krishna and you will not bother. Nanda Baba said, what are you talking? When I go to the Govardhan and the cuckoos are cooing, it appears Krishna is calling me. When I go to the bank of Yamuna, we saw him getting saved from Kaliya and coming out. So Krishna's footprints are there in Yamuna bank. When I see those footprints, immediately my heart breaks. Where is my dear darling Krishna? Immediately. He said, one moment we are unable to, you know, be separated from him. So then Uddhava understood, oh, inside the house, outside the house, wherever they go, they are seeing Krishna. Continuously like that. So why did I say this? Prior to this, what I said? Five reasons, yeah. So the Vrijavasis said that, you know, these spots where Krishna performed the leelas, they are so dear to their hearts. You know, where he killed Kaliya, where he swallowed the forest fire, where he killed Agasura, and where he stole butter in different homes, where he caught the tail of the cows and calves, and they dragged him in the Vrajaraj, you know. So these parts are so dear, Vrajavasis could not be separated from them. That means they don't want only Krishna, they want Krishna in Vrindavan only. That means they want the Lord in Vrindavan, because they don't like Lord in Mathura, or they don't like Lord in Dwaraka. They said, so we want to be in this place only. We can't separate Krishna from this Vrindavan. How many reasons are told? Four. Correct. I told Narada and Uddhava, and they all came and gave assurance. And Krishna also had said Ayore. He had given second reason. What is the first reason I said? If we are not alive when Krishna comes, we are all dead, then who will serve Krishna? Who will take care of him, protect him? So we are keeping ourselves alive to serve him. That's why one reason. Third reason. And the fourth reason I told you, they were attached to the spots where Krishna performed leelas. So they could not leave those spots. That is a fourth reason. Then there is a fifth reason, that they felt rasabhas when they went to other places. When they went to Dwaraka or Mathura, they could not connect with those places. It was all looking very strange for them, because they couldn't relate with the activities of Krishna there. So therefore they wanted to be in Vrindavan, they said. So this section I told, from which section do I say? We are in 91. See, I told you the same verse. Etamam prapadyante tamsadeva badamyaham mama vartmana vartante manushya partha sarvashah. Krishna says, Sakat Lord Krishna and Bhagavad, what he says? Read then, all?
As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha.
Ehi premera anurupa na pare bhajite. Atayeva rinihaya kahe bhagavate.
In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.22, it is said that Lord Krishna cannot proportionately reciprocate devotional service in the Madhurya Ras. Therefore, he always remains a debtor to such devotees.
Na pareyeham nirabhadya samyujam. Svasadu krityam vibhuda yusha pivaha. Yama bhajandur jayage shankalaha samprichyatadvah pratiyatu sadhuna. This is considered like a crest jewel verse of Bhagavatam. People must have quoted it a million times, this verse. Yeah, read that.
When the gopis were overwhelmed with dissatisfaction due to Lord Krishna's absence from the Rasa Leela, Krishna returned to them and told them, my dear gopis, our meeting is certainly free from all material contamination. I must admit that in many lives it would be impossible for me to repay my debt to you, because you have cut off the bondage of family life just to search for me. Consequently, I am unable to repay you. Therefore, please be satisfied with your honest activities in this regard.
Yadyapi Krishna Saundarya Madhuryera Dhurya Vraja Devira Sangetara Badaye Madhurya. See, although Krishna is beautiful, generally Krishna has unparalleled beauty, but his topmost sweetness his sweetness increases unlimitedly when he is in the company of gopis, he says. Consequently, Krishna's exchange of love with the gopis is the topmost perfection of love of God. We can't even just begin to understand what this is. You know, just because Krishna is surrounded by gopis, he's called Gopi Jana Vallabha. So, all our gopis and Krishna is in the middle. How does this beauty increase? So, we are going to discuss more about these things from the from when we discuss the next class. See, the purpose is Krishna and his devotees become perfectly intimate in conjugal love of God. In other mellows, the devotees don't enjoy the transcendental bliss as perfectly as the gopis. We will understand it more. Okay, we will stop here. What is the verse number? 95, no? Okay. So, now from 95, it will require a little more explanation from the 10th canto. Tomorrow, I mean, when I talk about it, we'll talk about Venu Gita. We will talk a little bit about, more understanding has to be obtained about Krishna and Gopis exchanges which will come now. So we will, just like I told you about the three types of reciprocation. Similarly, we need to know more to understand the sanctity of this sweet relationship of Krishna and his purest of the devotees, Gopis. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Kamanandra ki, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki.